Now that's new. What's this about the horse? Is he,
We might call them a jackleg because they didn't get the work done like they're supposed to.
I see. A jackleg horse. Did you say Jack, a rider? Did I understand you say that?
No. A jackleg horse would be one, a horse that didn't work properly, and or if he's riding it, stumble along.
I see. Maybe that's where it started from. A horse with a jackleg couldn't do his best, and maybe that's
wouldn't do his best or couldn't.
Did you ever hear of a jackleg preacher?
Yes.
Is that
jackleg lawyers?
Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Incidentally, did you have a thing with handles, one wheel which you could push around, carry things?
No, we didn't.
I was wondering whether some places that's called a wheelbarrow and sometimes it's called a Georgia buggy.
Well, part of the time we did have some wheelbarrows, all right. We called them barras, wheelbarrow.
Mm-hmm. You never called them Georgia buggies?
No.
Your one set of grandparents came from Georgia, right? And I was wondering if they brought that.
No, they didn't ever hear music.
On the way out to Mena on 71, I saw wonderful old fence, the rail
mm-hmm.
set like this. Do you remember any other words for those, like a worm fence or a...
The worm in connection with the rail fence is the bottom rail. You lay the worm and then you go back and lay your fence.
The whole fence was never called a... worm or a
snake. No, I never did hear it called that here.
It's a snake fence. Stake and rider or...
Well, a stake and rider is a little different to just a regular rail fence. I don't know just exactly. My dad showed me once how they were fixed, but I never could remember how to get them to...
But it's a different fence.
Yes. It's rails, all right, but it doesn't take as many rails, and it's quite a little trouble unless you know how to fix them.
Mm-hmm. Did you used to use rail fences?
Oh, yes.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. You would build a... You'd lay the worm first.
Mm-hmm. And
could you just describe... after you laid the worm, then how would you keep piling?
Yes. Well, one end of each one of the rails would be on top of another end and under one another rail. The other end be under a rail.
Mm-hmm.
And then you work that out, just keep it going.
Did you ever have to dig out anything at the end of the rail to fit?
Hardly ever. Once in a while, maybe lay a rock under the end of one of them. More than digging them out.
You never really had to notch.
No. Just lay them on there and they'll settle and stand up.
Would you tell me something about other fences that you remember?
We had the old paling fence that split from wood, and mostly they were used either for a yard fence or a garden fence.
Mm-hmm.
And would be 5-6 feet high. Keep chickens out of the garden and
I see.
And the hogs.
The chicken couldn't fly over